do you have an update on the three players that didn't take part today?
So Anthony Peluso has an upper body injury. On all three players, we're going to have a real good idea here in the next 24 hours. I think the best case scenario with Anthony is we're looking at probably 3 to 4 weeks. So that would be good news because he would be able to rehab to the point at the end of 3 weeks he'd be a player for us. Nick Ehlers took a puck on a visor and the visor broke, which caused an injury. He has some blood in the chamber, in the eye chamber. We don't know the extent of it. We'll know that in the next 24 hours after he sees specialists and he's tested. What we will learn from that is the amount and then have a timeline on when we think it will dissipate. What's going to be tougher for me to tell you of that is he will be 100% shut down until it's dissipated. We have no expectation of anything long-term right now. But the longer we think it takes to dissipate, that's going to extend that injury out because he won't get on a bike, go for a brisk walk until it's completely gone. So I should be able to give you a better window tomorrow. Jake is probable for the game tomorrow. Out indefinitely. Correct. Yes.
Paul, Mark Scheifele's had, I think it's 8 points in 5 games. He had 2 big goals last night. You've talked before about how now's the time for growth within the organization. What's Scheifele's role in that?
Well, a couple things have happened with Mark. The first one is in the short term, he's playing with Blake Wheeler. I've been really happy with Mark's year. He had about 12 goals in December as the driver on a line. So Nick Ehlers comes in. Nicky really needs to play with one of two centermen. He needs to play with Brian Little or he needs to play with Mark Scheifele based on the skill set. And with Brian's role of playing against the other team's best, that put him with Scheif. So Scheif now, you know, in his third year is driving a line. So the 12 goals at that point in time were good. We were pretty excited about that he was able to do that. Wasn't facing the other team's number one center a whole lot in that role. His injury set him back, so he had a concussion, and then he had the injury that he suffered in Dallas was significant, and then he played on it, so it was getting better. But I guess the point I'm trying to say, he had 7 games, I think, out of our lineup, maybe 11 games out of the lineup, 7 on 1, 4 on the other. But there was also a 2 to 3 week period where there wasn't a whole lot he could do. Now he's in a different role, back playing with Blake, and you're just going to see his point production will increase, but also against the Tavareses of the world and all of their A players coming down the pipe. So a completely different look. He's got more help on the wings, but far more responsibility, and I'm really comfortable with where he's at.
He's not even 23 yet, and he's had a bit of a road to get here, sent down a couple times, and I know you weren't here when that happened, but is there something about what he's learned along the way that you're hoping this elevated role he'll be able to take that to be a leader amongst those?
I don't think Mark's role, his road to the National Hockey League, I don't think he was ever behind it. I remember working in the media and answering questions about, he got sent down to go back and play his final year of junior, and was this a bust? And I can remember being on the desk thinking, these guys are crazy. What are you talking about, a bust? He's going back to play junior hockey. It's where he should be. So he's been on a real solid, strong path, and we've seen that growth in his game. He's a great pro. If you were to try to find out about, if you wanted a scouting report on any team in the league, and you had to ask a player, he'd be the guy you'd go talk to. He's one of those guys that reads all the hockey stuff. And that means when he hits that 24, 25 age, so not too long now, all the little things are going to fall into place for him. Which way a centerman pulls the puck, who are the guys he's got to get to right away, or who are the guys he can catch up the ice. All those experience things that he's going through right now will pay dividends. I'm a huge fan of the person as well as the player. Younger people in general get a hard time for their aloofness maybe and their lack of work ethic. This guy's a fine example of a good young man.
Just to clarify on Ehlers, it's the broken visor that actually cut
Correct.
His eye?
Yeah. Correct. Okay. So it wasn't a cut on his eyes. The cuts are around his eye.
Okay.
It's just from the impact of it all, there's some blood in there.
Sounds like maybe he got a lucky that lucky wearing a visor anyway.
Yeah, it would have been more lucky if it hadn't broke, but very lucky to have one on. I went through the exact same thing. That was exactly what happened to me, except there was no visor, and spent 3 weeks in a room listening to the radio. So I'm hopeful it's not. If he gets shut down where it's a tour, and now it's all conjecture, but if he's the longer he's out, the harder it is for him to be able to come back quickly because he's just we can't do anything with him.
He's probably out a minimum, or don't you really know?
No, you know what? Let's just give it 24 hours, and then I'll know better. I just don't know right now.
Why don't you, the Jets, call up Connor Hellebuyck?
We have goaltenders playing right now and developing and getting better in Connor's situation, in a rhythm, playing. We do that, we're going to take one goaltender out of our group of three, and there's just not enough. There's just not enough net. There may come a point in time here in the last stretch of games where you can do that without sitting a guy in the stands for a month. We don't want to do that yet.
Even though it appears the numbers and the evidence would suggest he gives you the best chance to win right now.
So the numbers on the block, correct. His last handful of games, I mean, I'll pick a segment where they would say you're 100% wrong of those games, and there you'll pick the other segment and say you're 100% right. So putting a goaltender necessarily in the net, the numbers in Pittsburgh, that game was flattering if it wasn't for Michael Hutchinson. So we also want to make sure that we've got enough in front of him to play well. We put a guy in the net, and he's seeing those kind of shots every night. Confidence is an issue, so we're trying to manage that as well.
Have you made a decision on a forward recall then?
Yeah, J.C. Lipon's being recalled.
I'd like to talk about Shifley again. Because of his young age, have you ever hesitated to play him at center in the previous seasons, or it was a no-brainer for you? Because people say that center is a tough position in the NHL, and you
right.
have to adapt.
It is. So we've had people, I've moved players to the wing. I think 8 of the 9 forwards listed to Team Canada center ice. I think Ben's the only winger on that group, if I'm not wrong. I mean, they've got, and I'm just going by the board that I read. But Taves was on the right, and there were Crosby might have been on the left, just on the board. So I think you can develop a guy into center at the NHL, even if you really don't like him there. But more often than not, you get a look at a guy early and say, what's his curve here? Can I leave him at center and he's going to get better fast enough there that we can, and I can put him in a good position? So that was the read that I went on Mark. So I had Jeff Skinner come in as a rookie, as a center iceman, and he can play center ice. But at 18, 19, I didn't feel he could play center ice yet. So we moved him out to the wing, scored 30. That became his position. I think I shouldn't talk about somebody else's locker room, but he probably, if you asked him today, he'd like to go back into the middle, right? Everybody wants to play center. I think you get a read on a guy fairly early whether he's going to be able to. And as a coach, you want to try to win hockey games. Can you leave him at center long enough for him to, for his curve to be quick enough that you'll start seeing good play with Mark? I really didn't spend a whole lot of time worrying about him at center ice. I thought early on this guy's a centerman, and we might as well leave him right there and played him in the two hole an awful lot. And so Adam Lowry's came in as a winger. So Adam came in, and it was a lot to learn, and he was in more of a defensive role. So we put him out at the wing, and then partway through, we moved him back into the middle. And for the most part, with the exception of a block of games this year, haven't done that.
So I guess whether the player is 18, 20, or 25, there's a step to go through to play center.
For sure. And so much of it is just defensive. You know, they're down playing against good players as defensemen, bigger, stronger, faster. Most of those really skilled center icemen didn't spend a whole lot of time deep in their own end in junior. They were just there to pick up speed. And so they have to have, And Mark's still learning. You know, there were two or three times on Tavares last night that he did a fantastic job staying on the right side of the body. And even last year, he wasn't able to, at times, to do that. But his thought process is right, and he knows where. He always knew where he was supposed to be, and you didn't have to keep showing him video. You know, you're 10 feet off where you're supposed to be. You got to get under the puck. He learned that. Then the ability to be successful at that is just from reps. He needs the experience. He needs to lean on guys and know what he can get away with. Boy, that's a really long answer to. I think as a coach, you look at the centerman, you figure out whether that's truly going to be his natural position, and if it is, you're going to leave him there. And if you don't like him at center, you move him out to the wing and try to find somebody else.
It was an excellent answer.
I'd take the second one. I'd take the second one if I were you.
Hey, Coach, just back to Anthony for a minute. I didn't see it last night. I didn't see a replay of it. Upper body, did he collide with the post or was it with another player? Because the only thing I saw afterward...
It was he went over the pad. He just kind of went in awkward. The rebound came out and he was already over leaning it and he just tripped over the pad and went down.